Patton Hills for IMR Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Couple of texts this morning, but one about Jughead from Cuzzy Bro. How did he get his nickname? Well, it was from Jughead Jones in the Archie comics, not because he was a former model, and he has the world's biggest head, so they say. Dimmy, here with Ashwin. He's now running across the crease after delivering the ball, although he received support from people like Gavaska by blocking the view of the umpire. He's lessening his chance of getting a DRS decision. So no wonder Coley doesn't want him in the team. Yeah, there's plenty of talk about Ashwin always.
Well, is he lessening his chance of a DRS decision or an umpiring decision? Anyway, yeah. The DRS, you can probably run across in front of the umpire now, knowing that DRS will get it out, get you out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what happened in the Deschambo and Koepka match? Is that on?
Yeah, Brooks. Yeah. Brooks won.
Easy. Really?
Yep, 4-3.
Yeah, because Andy, the Hoppies ambassador, rang up and said it's a grudge match gone wrong.
Yeah, we'll have a chat about that later. It didn't really interest me, that thing.
Nah, to tell you the truth. Much grudging.
Yeah, Queensland's your place to race this year. That means we've got Steph Thornton on the line. Steph, a very good morning to you. Tough trip up the coast yesterday, but at least the family fired up yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, good morning, guys. It was a very quiet week, so I think we're all pretty happy to race yesterday. And Boris definitely stole the show. He beat Ben in race two, and then he won the last as well.
Yeah, excellent. What now, the retirement of Bossy, what do you make of that career, Steph?
Oh, I think it deserves every legendary title that it gets. He's achieved some amazing things over the years, and he's been a great asset for the sport as well. He's always promoted the industry for the best it can be, and I think he's done an amazing job, and I think it's always nice to go out on your own terms.
Yeah, I agree. Did you have much to do with him during the Winter Carnival? Because he spent a bit of time up here. I mean, I've known him for 100 years and just always loved being in his company because he's such an entertaining guy. But did you get to know him well?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. I knew him from back in Melbourne when I was very, very early days, and obviously when he was riding, and I wasn't, I'd just strap horses that he'd ridden, and he's always been a gentleman. It doesn't matter who you are, he's always approached you in the nicest way, and obviously every time I saw him up in the winter here, he's been fantastic. And as you said, he's just an entertaining person. He's always putting on a show in the best way, and he had a stellar career.
Hey, Steph, talk us through the job of a strapper. What is it that you strap all the time?
This is going back to when I used to strap for Dad. You basically take care of the horse on race day. That's, you get it there, you get it off the float, you're walking him around for an hour or two before the race, saddling them up, looking after him once the race is over. So it's everything behind the scenes.
Yeah, but not actual strapping, you don't do their ankles. like
No.
why did that become called a strapper in the early days, you reckon?
I probably wasn't born when they made that decision.
No.
So I'm not
I don't think
sure
any of us would have been. I'll look into that for you, Steph.
Steph, I'm interested.
But yeah, you can find out and let me know.
Right,
that'd be great.
Will do.
Steph, I'm interested what you got up to on Saturday, because I've just had a quick look through your Instagram and looked like there was a white pants party.
No, that's a bit of an older photo.
Oh.
Took a Saturday off, and we went out for lunch with a couple of friends, and it was funny. Ben and I were walking in, and we looked at each other and was like, is this what normal people do on a Saturday? It felt very strange. It felt like a Sunday, but we enjoyed the day off as much as we would have loved to have been riding.
Very important day for the industry today with this welfare report about to come out. I see Tony Gollan has written an editorial in the paper today about his love of the animal. We've spoken to you many times about your love of the animal, and it's entrenched. It's part of the fabric of your family. But today there's an official report out about how horses should be treated post their racing careers.
Yeah, and I think it really is a great initiative. Obviously, the industry has been working towards better life for the horses after racing for a long time, but there's always room for improvement, and I think it's great to see some really big names behind the report. And obviously we all want nothing more than for every single horse to be well cared for and well looked after, and whether that means there's you know, the government putting money towards it or more of the racing bodies themselves, I think it's a really good initiative and something that's really got to be looked into.
And what is it? A decline in the quality of looking after a thoroughbred after its racing career?
Well, let me just interrupt there. This was a bit about the 730 report, wasn't it? You know,
from a couple of years ago.
Those sites of just gruesome cruelty. Mm. And that has triggered... It's put it in the consciousness of the general public, mm-hmm. and there's been an outcry, and there was deserved to be an outcry about it as well. So the industry have decided to make sure that it is now safeguarded, that these sort of practices don't happen again.
That's it. Obviously, like our day and age, everything is always changing, and it's definitely time that there are stronger enforced rules in place regarding the horse's welfare once their racing career is finished.
Well, that's really good. Now, were you running Sunny Coast on Friday night?
No, I wasn't up there, but Ben was, and he actually said the Polytrack raced quite well.
Okay. And my question, which hasn't been answered yet, is there any cut of the hooves into that track as they run?
You do get a bit of kickback, but it's sort of, you don't really create a divot as such, the track just sort of ends up the way it was when you were on it. The kickback can vary depending on the weather, obviously, probably because it was so wet up there Friday night, the kickback wasn't too bad. It kind of settles it down a bit, but on a very hot, dry day, it can kick back a little bit worse. It can come up quite sandy, but as far as the surface, it raced really well, a bit similar to Pakenham.
Right, Steph. So we had Chris Nelson in here on Friday and we asked him what it's actually made of. What is it?
Look, I don't really know.
Just say polymer.
Polymer. They put in it.
Have I got to do more research?
What's going on?
I don't create the track, but I do ride on it. But it is a great all weather surface. At the end of the day, it is so versatile, and I think that they're really good sort of as a backup for racing. Obviously, naturally, we love racing on the turf, but we are an outdoor weather sport and we can't control the weather. So I think they're a great to have in each state.
There's a bit of homework for all of us to do after that. Well, we need to get a break. We understand it's silica sand and fibres from recycled carpet, spandex and rubber. I don't know whether Mark Braybrook's having a crack at me there, but that's what he's saying. There's a bit of spandex, a bit of rubber and a bit of recycled carpet in there, Steph. So there you go. All right. Thanks, Steph. Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. We've got to get straight to the news. We're running a bit late. Time now for the latest news, thanks to Red Energy. Red Energy, proudly Australian. Call their Aussie team today on 131806.